James Jackson for MMA UK, and you are
Perry the Predator Goodwin.
Perry the Predator Goodwin, I like it, announcing yourself. So, first of all, let's talk about the Tash.
Well, I think it was part of reinventing myself, really. the growing the Tash is just different. It's hard to stand out in a crowd where everyone fights, everyone's already different, they're already doing something different, so the Tash is just a little something that's maybe stand out a little bit more, I guess. And, yeah. I grew it just as I'm going to camp, so...
Yeah, that's I know what you mean. I know what you mean about reinventing myself. About 6 months ago, I was clean shaven, completely clean shaven, and I just thought, give it some whiskers. So, how's the training going? How are you feeling at the moment?
Good. Obviously, the first four or five weeks was just literally a fat camp for me. So,
yeah.
Getting the weight down, getting healthy, getting fit, getting ready to go, and then things have just really just started kicked in. This hard sparring started, so I'm starting to enjoy things again now.
Yeah, because I mean, from the way you fight, we can tell that that's probably where you're at, the hard sparring. You probably like it when it's getting to that point, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I don't know what can I say. I'm a grafter. I'm a grafter. In the gym. Grafting in life, so when it comes to when stuff gets hard, that's when I see where I excel.
Yeah. So you train out a Team Fish Tank.
Yeah. So, Andrew Fisher, all the boys.
Mm. So what's it like there?
Well, I don't know. I can't. It's hard to explain like how good everyone is that we've got in the gym. I think we've got the best team in the Northeast, or probably the North. Don't get me wrong, I don't know all the teams, but we've got literally the guys from Bellator, Cage Warriors, KSW, all the top guys are in one place, and just to have a stable like that, there's no one in the UK that can, I don't think, can match our stable that we've got at the minute.
Yeah.
Obviously Steel Sharp and Steel.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say that there's no substitute if you're sparring for going in with the best guys. You know, because that's what's going to sharpen you up, isn't it, like you said?
Yeah, well, like I say, there's three of us on the card in London, me, Louis Monarch, and James Hendon, and we're all at featherweight, we're all absolute killers. Fisher's coming back at Bellator as well.
Yeah.
So, like I say, we're all pushing each other now at the minute. It's just going to be... I think we'll all come out with a win. I think we'll shock everyone.
Fingers crossed, yeah. So, your last fight at Cage Warriors 109, Samir Alakozy. I mean, I remember messaging you the day after saying, mate, that was a great fight.
It had to be a mature performance. I think that's what I've gained moving down a weight.
Mm.
And I just, when I looked at things, just look at lightweight, it's like, let's go for exciting fights, because I didn't believe that I could get a hold of that belt.
Mm.
Well, I've come down, I'm busting my balls at the minute, and I do believe I can hold that belt now, so why shouldn't I go for it? So right now, everything's changed. The whole mindset, there's been a total change. Also grew my hair, so obviously...
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
I expected to see it completely off.
Yeah, everyone thinks I've been to Turkey.
Yeah.
Nah, like I say, it's just a total shift in mindset, and I want that belt. I'm not going to be able to do this forever, and I want to come away with something that I can tell people about, something that I've done other than being excited. So it's all about mature performances, and obviously that excitement always going to be there. It's just the way I fight.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those. It was a decision, but it was a great fight. You know, it wasn't just like stuff on the floor. You know, it was back and forth. You know, I thought you completely controlled it. You know, from watching you, I thought he has like taken, looked like he'd taken a step up.
Yeah, I just need to just do as I told, really. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's what you've got to do. I learned that I can't just go in there and panic. Oh, I need to get up. I need to get to my feet. I need to do this. I need to do that. Just do as I'm told, and things will work out. And that's exactly what I've done. And,
yeah. Well, I mean, the next thing a lot of people talk about records, you know, your win-loss. I don't get into all that because, to me, you've come off a really good win. Now, your next win, you've only got to put, we both know, if you put two or three good fights together in Cage Warriors, you start getting in the conversations for title fights, don't you?
Well, like I say, Stevens next, and when I start him, and I don't know, Will, I think it'll be, he walks around in lead boots, and I'm a very, very fast-paced fighter when I get going, and when I do get that win, I think that's me catapulted straight into the, why shouldn't I be next? Who's in front of me? Who's doing more than what I'm doing at featherweight? Obviously, the likes of people have moved up out of the division, and it's given me the right time at the minute. I'm well known. I fought top guys I went the best part of three rounds with McKee. McKee moved up to welterweight. He starts the guy with a jab. Come on, I'll prove my metal. My last fight, I beat a really good wrestler. I've beat strikers before. This guy I'm fighting is next. A bit more of an all-rounder. I think he's a strong, tough guy. And with a win over him, I've shown that I can beat a whole range of opponents. And why shouldn't it be me that goes next for that belt?
Why not? I mean, like we said, Steve was going to be fighting for it, wasn't he, in his last fight, but didn't make the weight.
What the hell? What's that all about, man? Come on. Was it amateur hour? It's not hard to make weight. I said the same with everyone. I was lazy. I fought lightweight because I was lazy. You don't have but I've never had belief in myself that I could do. Why would I make an effort to do anything other than eat and drink beer? So now I stop drinking alcohol and camps and stop messing about and eating cake all the time. Now I can make it. So I don't know. With a chance like that, I think he threw it away. And now he's given me a chance to step in there.
Have you watched that fight? Have you watched this fight with Mads? Is there anything you took from that?
Yeah, I watched a few fights. I try not to get focused in too much on opponents because everyone's learning. I was like, God's hell, look at me. I remember I thought when I went to Sweden, I struggled like hell on the floor, and I'm like, this guy's taking me down, and I'm trying to get up, and it worked because he was amazing. It's just because it was my mindset was get up, panic. Yeah. And then you look at me when my last fight, if ever were, and the guy that took me down, no problem. Right frames, right bases, move and buy my time, get up and don't panic. So things change very fast and with an opponent. So I do believe that he's gone straight back in the gym and he's working his ass off. So as much as I've seen some things, I try not to feed too much into it.
Yeah, I mean, because what it comes down to is when you go in there, it doesn't matter what you've seen in the past, you've just got to put your plan in place, haven't you?
Yeah, it's all about me. It's always been about me. But I've always to everyone else and for I remember fighting McKee, and he was like, oh, he's got a camera crew around him, and I was like finishing a 10-hour shift on the scaffolding before I was have to travel up to London, and then I was just like I don't even deserve to be in it. Be in the same cage, and then it comes the first 2 minutes come through, and I'm like, how the hell am I landing? I'm landing shots. I'm like, maybe I'm good enough to do this, obviously with the right mindset, the right tune ups, and I'm proving that. I keep proving that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you're saying, I mean, you're facing the guy that he should have been fighting for the belt last time. Like you said, if he'd have made weight, he'd been fighting for the belt. So you come through this fight, you know, you don't, no one looks past the next opponent, but, you know, it should be you there next, shouldn't it? You should be the person.
It's my goal. It's my, yeah. He messed up. He messed up. He can get himself back in contention for a win over me, but that's not happening. Mm. He messed up. I'm tunnel vision at the minute. Like, the tunnel vision. Everything I do is, I remember, like, I was always been, like, a bit flip-floppy. Like, I win some, lose some. And the things that changed is I write down what I do now. Mm. Anything I do, I write down. Like, what did I do wrong? What did I do right? And each thing I did in camp for fitness, for grappling, for wrestling, I write down, and then I'm smashing them. Like, my personal best just gets smashed every time. And I'm like, there's so much more that my body can do and my mind can do. So, and like, before I even started this, before I even started my hard sparring, I smashed like 3 or 4 personal best in a lot of things that I did. And then, like, it just shows that I'll be ready for this one.
Yeah, definitely. Because you're setting your goals, you're beating them, you're meeting them. That's what, it's all part of the maturity though, isn't it, growing up as a fighter?
Yeah. I just, it took me a little bit longer than everyone else to get the self-belief to do what I'm doing right now.
Mm, but it's, everyone takes a different road, don't they? Everyone takes a different road to where they go. And the end of your road is the same as their road. How you get to it doesn't matter. At the end of it, if you're stood there with that belt, then you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah, 100%. And them losses have helped me get here. And I'm glad I went towards a different path. The way I am is being shown in all my fights and the type of person I am. So people know me for being tough, gritty, grinder, and exciting. And that's exactly what I'm like.
Always exciting fights, mate. Well, like I said, I'm not going to keep you, you know, a long time. This was a catch-up mainly. We've got some good stuff down. We'll get this out on the website for you. Before I go, though, is there any shout-outs you want to give to any sponsors?
You got me right there, right? Hey, Roofing. I tell you what, it is absolutely stung me there. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
I've got all it down. Thing is, I'm the worst with names. Quality Retail Service Limited. Yeah. Obviously, Fighting Fit, Physiotherapy. Iron Asylum Gym. Elite Demolition Limited. I think that's right about it. Obviously, all the lads at TFT.
Yeah.
But I need to make sure that everyone gets a little shout. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
No problem. Well, thanks anyway. Thanks very much for your time. And if I don't catch up with you before, then hopefully I'll see you around the fight, and hopefully it's a win, mate.
Oh, definitely. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, thank you. See you later.